Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you high above Atlanta from the We Believe America Tower, overlooking majestic Buckhead, where it has been a dreary, lugubrious day for many reasons. If you believe the polls, we're going to re-elect Barack Hussein Obama, a man who has failed miserably as president, and yet he's leading in the polls on Real Clear Politics, average 49% to 46%. How that is possible is what we're going to talk about today. What are the things that are happening? And I'm going to bring on, by the way, if you want to call in, 347-326-9949. We're going to be talking about what's happening. We've got a month left before this election, a month and a week. Let's see what's happening. Here's my brother Richard. Are you on the line, Richard?
Richard is here.
Good for you. Okay, there's some things that I want to talk about here today. It's amazing to me. I'm taking a look at this electoral map, and with the Northeast and the far West and the upper Midwest solidly Obama, he either has or is leaning his way 265 electoral votes. You need 270. It means all he has to do is pick up one of the toss-up states, just one of them, with the exception of New Hampshire, which is only four votes, but all the rest of them are over five to be president. What I want to ask is this: how can he be doing so well? I just don't understand the American people. Now, I'll give you that Mitt Romney is he's not nearly as flamboyant. But he's got a solid record, and he's a successful businessman, and our business is hurting. Our GDP is only at 1.3%. You know what that is? That's anemic. That isn't just going forward. That's like going uphill, having it in drive, but just waiting at the light, and it just kind of a little bit is moving forward an inch or two at a time. That's what we're doing, and we should be humming along. We've gone from the number one nation to number six as far as people willing to take credit from us. The Middle East is ablaze. Instead of meeting with world leaders, he goes on The View and David Letterman and goes out and parties with Beyonce and Jay-Z instead of taking care of business. When this guy was fighting for his life over there, our ambassador, Obama went to bed. What gives? What is it in America that people don't see that we see so clearly? What do you think?
I don't think the people of America right now, a lot of them at this point have not said an awful lot of thinking about it. They are spending time trying to get their families in line, not having an awful lot to work with.
Speak more clearly into the phone. I'm having a hard time hearing you, and I'm sure that our listeners all across America are having a hard time as well.
Well, I'm getting right into my phone now. How's that, Jeff? Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
By the way, anybody that wants to call in can reach me at 347-326-9949. I don't usually give out the telephone number, which has been pointed out to me. Obviously, if this is a call-in show, I've got to give out the telephone number. Don't you think so, Richard?
Well, John, yes, because I think somebody that I know is near and dear to me is the one that told you that if it's a call-in show, you've got to tell people what the telephone number is. That way they have an opportunity to call in. And you
should... A faux pas, for sure. Speaking of faux pas, why has it not been a major news story that President Obama has missed over 60% of his briefings? That's the single most important job that he has as far as keeping us safe in the world is knowing what's going on, and he has these briefings prepared for him every morning. People do this stuff. They stay up. They put it together. They bring everything to where the President of the United States can be completely aware of what's going on, and this guy he just flat doesn't show up for work, and yet he's winning in the polls. Americans, you know, he goes on and The View and says that he's eye candy, and he gets a great round of applause. Let me ask you, you know who wasn't eye candy?
A lot of them.
Churchill, Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt,
yeah.
Franklin D. Roosevelt. Eisenhower certainly was not eye candy.
I didn't even consider
Margaret Thatcher wasn't eye candy. Ronald Reagan, when he was a movie star, was, but he certainly wasn't by the time he got in the White House. They did their job. The job came first, and taking care of the American people or the British Empire, which was the job of Thatcher and Churchill, that was their job. What does our guy do? He wants to play around with the stars, which is fine if he wasn't president. But he is president, and he's running for re-election. I suppose I don't get it. I don't get what the American people don't see. If our economy was doing great and he just wanted to be a buffoon, okay, that's all right. But it is.
Get away with it.
The unemployment has been over 8% his entire presidency. We've never had a president reelected who's been over 7, and they're going to reelect a guy who has where there's 23 million people that are unemployed. How does that work? And here's something that I wanted to just mention to everybody, if I can find it. You know, you always just think that you've got everything at the tip of your hand, but it isn't necessarily so. All right. The population of the United States is 314.5 million. Let's say 315. Now, the U.S. workforce is 142 million. That means
even if
it's not half, it's less than half. Less than half the people are working. Now, the people that are retired are almost 68 million. That's a lot of people. Now, when they're not on welfare. They're getting a government check, but that's because they've paid into it. There's a big difference between Medicare and Social Security, which people have paid into their entire lives, like an annuity, and those who are
on the bull.
Exactly. How can a nation sustain itself of 315 million when only 142 million are working? How can a nation sustain itself when only half the people pay taxes?
Obviously, they want to tax us more.
Well, you know, I don't think that the answer, to be honest with you, is to just say, well, we need to tax the people that are making money more. It just brings them down. Everybody needs to have some skin in the game. If we're an American, we need to be paying taxes. Even if it's just a couple dollars a month, I don't care. Everybody needs to pay something. You get a dependency society, and it crashes. It just won't work. Now, you know, I went and saw that movie, 2016, where the premise of it is that the goal of Barack Obama is to destroy the United States, to bring it down, because he sees us as if we are a colonial power, and, you know, to level the playing field, other countries need to be built up and us brought down, which one of the examples that they gave was oil. By not letting the Keystone Pipeline come through, blocking it, Obama himself, only Obama, even his Democratic cohorts in Congress wanted this to go through because it provided jobs and it's smart and it helps make us a little bit energy independence. But it's okay to give $3 billion to Venezuela for them to figure out how to get more oil. He did it to another country in South America, too.
Oh.
How does this work? What are the underlying things? What is going on? What have we not figured out? You know what I feel like? I feel like we're in the middle of a real-life Agatha Christie mystery, and there is a clue that we're not getting that would make sense about all of this. And for me, that Obama remains popular, and the money in Las Vegas is like, you know, 70-30 that he's going to be reelected. And that's, I sure put more confidence in their handicapping of the thing than the Gallup poll or some of the rest of them. And that is very worrisome. Speaking about gambling in Las Vegas, the state that has the highest unemployment is Nevada at 12.1%. It's marginally a toss-up state, but more likely to go for Obama than Romney. How can that be in the state that has the highest unemployment, the number one in foreclosures, I believe? It's either Nevada or California, which also is a shoo-in. Nobody's spending any money in California because it's for sure going to go for Obama. The whole state's about to collapse because they don't have any money. All of the cities are about to collapse because they're so broke. And they keep giving people one entitlement after another, and they want Barack Obama because he gives them free stuff. California, which used to be the place of opportunity. Nevada. How does this work? What is it that people see in him that they don't see in Romney, who's more responsible.
What is it that Obama can give anyone that's free? Somebody's paying for it. Oh, that's right. It's the taxpayers. Makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
None.
It makes no sense. Now, when I look at the Middle East, you know, the guns that were used to attack the embassy and kill our ambassador, the two retired Navy SEALs and the other fellow, there's a high chance and a high probability that they were paid for by U.S. taxpayers when we armed the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow Gaddafi. Now, that would make Fast and Furious seem like child's play.
Pretty pathetic, too, if you think about it.
Pretty pathetic, too. Now, we won't know this until after the election, and the reason why is the FBI can't even go in there to investigate. And the reason that they can't is it's so dangerous that they can't even, can't even go to the country. And the President of the United States speaking to the entire world at the UN says the future does not belong to those who insult the Prophet of Islam. What does that say to you?
Well, it sure doesn't sound very Christian.
I'd say more than that. It's in America, we have freedom of speech. We don't like Barack Hussein Obama, and we can say it. Here we are on the radio saying that he is unfit to be president of the United States. That is our right as Americans. He can't do anything about it, nor should he be able to.
He'd like to.
Where did that right come from? The right to free speech. Where did it come from?
Our Constitution.
The Constitution has the First Amendment, and it says, you know, that we have rights, but those rights are inalienable. They can't even be taken away from us, and they are bestowed upon us by our Creator. The right to free speech came from God in our system. And here's Barack Hussein Obama saying that the future does not belong to those who would insult the Prophet of Islam. When Muhammad was 53, he married somebody who was 9.
9?
Yes. That's
like some young.
That's unusual. And that was what this whole thing in this video clip that they're after this guy, you know. I mean, he was saying things in it that were, you know, based on what
fact.
Muhammad was like when he was young. Yeah. But
based on fact.
The issue is this. Obama, in his apologetic appeasement, is throwing our First Amendment right under the bus to placate these Muslims who really want to impose their will, their law, their Sharia law in America. And there are places in London and Paris where the police really don't go, and if they have to go, they go in riot gear because they are so Muslimified. There are a couple places, and you know, Dearborn, Michigan, is one of them. You know, that is extremely Muslim, and that the president of the United States would exalt Islam over the American way of life, which is free speech, is mind-boggling. But what's even more mind-boggling is people don't say, the hell with him. I want nothing to do with him. I won't vote for him ever. It would seem to me as if that alone would disqualify him. It would seem to me that the 8% unemployment would disqualify him, the $16 trillion in debt, the downgrading of American credit rating twice would do it. But nothing seems to. Are we so shallow? Have we fallen so far that we want an empty suit that's eye candy? Which, by the way, of course I'm a guy, so I don't know completely, but he doesn't seem all that handsome to me. Frankly, I think Romney's a better looking man. You know,
I agree. Yeah.
But you know, yeah. I mean, he's just real clean cut, and I've always been clean cut, as have you. So we're just, you know, that's our style. But in all of it, I'm very concerned. Not just that we're going to reelect this guy, but that we don't have what's necessary for us to sustain ourselves as a people any longer. Could you imagine when we were in high school, if somebody like Obama was around and had done all these things and was running for president? I mean, he wouldn't get any place because we had deeper values, a greater commitment to what was right. It's the shallowness of the American people now. I see people write things on Facebook about, you know, just these little comments, and, you know, that are college graduates who can't really put together sentences.
Quite a few of them.
Yeah. And, of course, they're in their simplicity and stupidity and naivety, they're supporting this feckless fool who wants to disarm us. And I'd say the odds on that he's going to win, at least at this point. Now, we do have these debates this week, and I'll tell you what, my advice to Romney is,
go at him head on strong.
Grow a pair.
Yeah.
And just tell the truth.
Yeah.
Just lay it out there and call him what he is and grow a pair.
Yeah.
If he does that, maybe, maybe he'll have a shot. Because I think the American people are ready for somebody to stand up for this nation and not worry about offending one fool after the other in these little demographic groups, but just tell the truth. If he'll do that, I think the people will rally around him. If he doesn't,
I got hope that they will.
Well, you know, he's got all of these handlers, and they're saying, you know, be sure to say something that will appeal to single women. Be sure to say something, you know, that won't offend. You know, why don't you just tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may?
Absolutely.
I think that, you know, if I were sitting down, I'd say, you know what? The chances are you're not going to win because we got so many fools in America. You got one shot, and your shot needs to be that you tell the truth and go straightforward and just not worry about this, that, and the other, but just tell the people who you are, where we are now, where we need to be, and how you're going to get us there. If you can do that, then
you
can be the president of the United States. If not, we're going to reelect a feckless fool.
God help us.
God help us. I'd say that, you know, God help us is a very good way to say that. Because we are in trouble, and in a certain sense, I feel personal responsibility that we are not going to leave for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren a nation that was as strong as the one that we were born into. Our fathers and grandfathers worked and fought hard to make the United States of America what it is, and our generation has reaped the benefits. And all of this nonsense about, well, I want to give my kids more than what I had. Well, we got more. And it hasn't served us well because we have no values. And we will reelect a feckless fool who has taken a great economy and absolutely decimated it. And I'll grant you that, you know, that Bush left it in pretty bad shape there at the end. Okay, we'll get that. But you can't keep blaming him 4 years later.
No. It's time to take some blame on your own.
Well, you know, this is what a narcissist does. They never take responsibility themselves, and they always blame others.
Yeah.
Obama thought that because of his Muslim background, living in Muslim countries, all of that, and that he can speak these languages, that he would just be able to go out there and all of these Muslims would just, you know, would follow us. Well, they haven't. His whole policy in the Middle East has gone up in flames, and yet he's not held accountable for it by anybody.
It's incredible.
As here we go, we're going to reelect a feckless fool. Feckless fool. That is what this man is. An empty suit who has taken the American society and changed it in ways that are going to be impossible to redo. Very sad. Very sad. Well, this is we've run out of time again today. So let me just say once again, thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.